Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Real talk for a second. If someone proposed at your wedding, do you think it's tacky or it's sweet? Because love is in the air. 314-531-9898. Apparently, this is becoming a thing, like people proposing at other people's weddings. This couple is going viral, started a heated debate online, and other people are like, no, this is like becoming a thing. People like it. It's new. As a guy got down on one knee in the middle of the wedding reception of another couple. They did not ask for permission, by the way. And he proposed. The bride turns. You can see this look of shock on her face, like, oh, my God. Quote, no, he didn't, but it's okay. Say yes, say yes. And people are like, this is hillbilly trash parkish.
Whoa.
This is super attention-grabbing. This is super disrespectful. I cannot believe you ruined their best day. Now, the counter-argument has been, what a spontaneous act of love. Wedding is about celebration of unity and people coming together. Love is in the air. Who cares where it happens? Love is love. So would you be okay if someone did this at your wedding? 314-531-9898.
I recently said on the show that I think I would be a bridezilla, and conversation is lighting fire in me. I would be so mad.
So mad.
That is me and my husband's day.
She even said me first, like, me!
Me!
This is me day!
Bridezilla!
Yeah. As the bride, I don't think I'd be mad. I don't, like, the attention's already pretty much on me. It's my day, whatever, but, like,
not anymore, you're
if
sharing.
If it's the end of the night, I think you can do that, but if I was the person getting proposed to, I would be pissed.
Yes.
I would be like, you put no effort into this proposal. This is like a signifying how the rest of our marriage is going to be. You're just, it's all convenience to you. Like that, I would be pissed as her.
Well, I feel that same way. I think you're right. It's like, come on, this is somebody else's wedding going on, and now you think it's a good time to propose? No.
Alex, you're getting married very soon. Someone gets down on one knee in the middle of your wedding. Are you pissed?
Yeah, get out of here.
Alice is kicking him out.
Are you kidding me? I'm not paying for all this. I'm not paying for this amazing night for you to propose.
The venue, the drinks.
Like, what are you just using me to get you the nice setup to propose and stuff? No, absolutely not.
But on the positive side, it would always be, you know, we proposed, or you proposed to me at Alex's wedding. You know, that's the positive of that. They'll always remember
that. Would make
that's the
it
one
would
thing also, everyone will remember about your wedding.
Their
is that
conversation
somebody else got
would
engaged.
Also be, do you remember when we used to be friends with Alex and Annie?
Really?
And then we proposed at their wedding, and they haven't talked to us since.
I'd be that mad.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
End of friendship?
Get out of here. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I am admitting that I'm trying to play devil's advocate because I can hear the room hates this. But I think the argument that this, like, spontaneous act of love is a strong argument. Like, where you just feel so much love in the air is a really cool feeling for you as a bride and groom. Like, you have created this feeling of comfortability and unity, and other people want to be a part of it. I think that's pretty. That's a compliment to the bride and groom.
Let me just stop you right there.
It's not that spontaneous if he has the ring in his
exactly.
pocket.
Exactly. We already got a text from a listener saying that. It's not spontaneous when dude the whole night has the ring in his pocket.
Maybe he was waiting. Maybe he was going to do it like after the wedding, and then he just felt so
that's
big.
That's not a spontaneous act of love, then. Mm-hmm. That's a planned out mooching fest.
No, like what if, like, okay, I'm really telling a story here, but what if he is flying in for the wedding, and then after the wedding, they're going to go like on a longer weekend. He's like, oh, I was going to do it, but I couldn't even wait because I could just feel so much love in the air.
You could do it on that longer weekend. Yeah. Not
hold
at
it
my
together,
event.
Buddy.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Anybody on my side, does everybody hate this? Has anyone had anything like this happen? Probably most likely not a proposal, but like at your wedding, somebody tried to steal the spotlight. How do they do it? 314-531-9898. Man, people got fired up and mad about that proposal. Is this a beautiful thing? Getting proposed to at someone else's wedding? 314-531-9898. Would you be okay with someone proposing to you at someone else's wedding? If you were getting married and someone says, hey, they just dropped down to one knee and they want to get engaged because love is in the air. That's what happened with this one couple. It's going viral. And some of the defense is like, oh, this is becoming a thing now. Like people are proposing to other people's wedding where this guy got down on one knee, proposed to his girlfriend. The bride's like, oh my God, say yes. And some people are on the side of saying that's tacky. It's ridiculous. You shouldn't do that. People in the room are very pissed off, apparently. Hannah said her blood is boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Alex says if you do it at his wedding next month, if anyone's listening, you will no longer be considered his friend. He'll, right. he'll right. unfriend you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately jump on Facebook and unfriend you.
Yeah, you're done.
But like some people are saying this, what a beautiful, spontaneous act of love. That's what love is. A wedding is all about. Kim, how do you feel about this?
I just don't think it's right. I think it's very disrespectful. The bride and groom, it's their day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that takes away from it. I agree with the girls. And you know what? It'd be a different story if they went up and talked to the bride and groom and had it planned ahead of time.
Yeah.
But he had it planned. It was in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that thinks that sometimes those guys at that point when you're about to propose, Alex, you just proposed recently, they were keeping it on you just to make sure no one you didn't lose it? Or
not
anything?
A
no,
chance.
Absolutely not.
That's crazy behavior.
I keep it everywhere.
That's called having no plan.
It'd be more dangerous to be just flinging it around in your pocket 24/7.
Yeah, you don't really.
And you're not the center of attention. The bride and groom are.
Exactly. What about
correct.
This? What about this argument that like, what a compliment to the couple that like love is in the air, and that's what the. It's not supposed to be their day. It's supposed to be about their love.
No, it's that's about my stupid. Day.
Yeah, it's about your day.
Yeah.
It's not about love.
It's a long time to get
love
married.
Love is out the
right.
door.
Yeah. This is not a
look
symbol
at my
of
dress.
Love.
Dress.
Yeah,
look
at my compliment dress. Me by telling me you had a good time.
This is not about love. This is about my dress and my ring and my centerpiece that I paid $1 million for.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.